Welcome back to a new episode of Vibe With Me. I'm your host, Rashad, and we're not going to waste no time. Hopefully, y'all been doing fine. Hopefully, y'all been enjoying y'all Labor Day, but we're going to jump right into these topics because there's been a lot going on. So, as you know, last week, DJ Khaled came out with a project called God Did. Now, it's been getting a lot of mixed reviews for everything that's been going on the album, but we're going to jump right into this album. So, first and foremost, I liked a lot of tracks on the album. I liked the track he did with the City Girls and Lotto. I liked the track he did with Bougie Bonton and a few other people. I liked both tracks he did with 21 Savage. I liked the track he did with Eminem and Kanye West. But one of the main tracks that stood out to me, of course, was God Did. And the reason why God Did stood out to me the most was because I don't take away from nobody's verse. Rick Ross had a good verse. Lil Wayne had a good verse. Jay-Z's verse was like 4 minutes. But what I will say is that with the way the song came out, if they would have took in Rick Ross's verse, let Wayne go first, maybe gave Wayne a longer verse, and then they could either put Rick Ross in the middle or they could have put him at the end. But the song did what it was supposed to do. The guy Friday on the hook was perfect. I know a lot of people were saying that maybe Drake should have been on the hook. I don't think it would have sounded the same. You know what I'm saying? I mean, Drake do his thing on certain hooks and everything like that. But that type of song right there, Friday did it best. And then at the end, when Lil Jon had his little moment, I feel like they should have kept that off the song. That wasn't even needed. But overall, as far as the project, it was definitely a good project. I really enjoyed it wholeheartedly. I'm not even going to lie to you. Now, we're going to segue to another topic of importance. Now, it was an interview that went on, and Ari Spears had an interview. And in his interview, he was asked about, for some reason, the interviewer brought up Lizzo. And he asked, and he said, you know, Lizzo got some good music. Now, the wild thing about this interview was that I think the interviewer was being shady, because out of anybody's music he could have brought up, I don't know why he brought up Lizzo. But after he brought up Lizzo, Ari Spears, you know, had the audacity to talk about how she looked and say that she looks like the shit emoji. And the reason why it was done in poor taste is because, now, he was getting dragged all over social media because of what he said about Ari Spears. A couple comedians came out in defense of her, especially Mike Epps. But also, too, and, you know, she clapped back at the VMAs, and I'll tell you what she said later. But the thing about Ari Spears is he's a big guy himself. So the fact that he was speaking on her weight and everything like that is just like the audacity of you. You know what I'm saying? Like, have you really looked in the mirror? Like, you never, I don't even think this man really takes into consideration what he looked like. Cause he think he the shit. You know what I'm saying? And He had an interview with DJ Vlad, and he was saying that he feels like he is a sex symbol. You can feel how you want to feel. I hope you feel that way about yourself, but you, sir, are not. You know what I'm saying? Somebody took a side-by-side picture of him when he came in the game and where he's at now. It looked like you done added an extra person to your body. And I don't know how you let yourself go like that, but it is crazy. And it was a rumor that I heard that he might even have diabetes. And if you do have diabetes, I really hope that you're taking your health seriously, because that's no joke. You can really lose your life if that is what you're dealing with. But enough on Aries Spears. We're going to keep on rolling. There was a artificial intelligence rapper named FN Mecca, and he was signed by Capitol Records and dropped all in the same week. It was the fastest signing and dropping I've ever seen. And one of the things was a lot of people was in uproar about it. And the reason why I feel like a lot of people was in uproar about it was because they didn't understand why this AI rapper was given a shot. Now, he was popular on TikTok, and that's how the label found him. Now, what's interesting about him is they tried to make the AI rapper look black. They actually have a black rapper that is rapping his lyrics, but he was made by an Asian man and a black woman. Those two were the creators of this AI project. Now, Capitol Records end up dropping him because they were just saying that they didn't mean to have him, and they were listening to people's complaints about the AI rapper, and you know, people who really are looking for a deal that have a hard time even getting a deal. So the rapper who didn't even give his name, but the rapper who said, who was the voice of FN Mecca, he was telling about how he ended up not even knowing he got dropped until later on. He said nobody, you know, talked to him about it or anything like that. And I just find it weird too, because it's like, it was so many rappers that, like I said, really wanted a shot. And they even had a image of him being in jail, and the cop in jail was assaulting him. It was a whole big deal with this AI rapper. And it's just so interesting where we're going as far as artificial intelligence. But that's all we can say about what's going on with him for now. And, you know, we'll definitely see where we go from there. But until then, you know, it is what it is. Now, we do have more new music. Tank came out with an album called R&B Money. Big Sean done dropped something. This is a song I want to play, and I liked it from off of DJ Khaled's album. That's called Let's Pray, featuring Don Toliver and Travis Scott. This song is called Beautiful, featuring Future and SZA. This is called Party, featuring Quavo and Takeoff. Yeah, That's one thing I love about music, man. You know, you can never have enough of it. Never, ever, ever, ever. Now, I do want to talk about the VMAs. The VMAs just passed. And first, I want to shout out Nicki Minaj. She got the Michael Jackson Vanguard Award. Shout out to you, Nicki. And also, too, I've heard a lot of people say that she shouldn't have won this award this year. And I also agree with that. And the main reason why I agree with that, too, is because she's had these accolades for a while. And she should have been gotten way more recognition than she just got. I know she took a hiatus because of the baby and everything like that. But I just felt like the recognition was long overdue. I don't know why they waited to this point. But now that she has it, she's supposed to be coming out with a new album, hopefully this year. I think it's going to be called Nicki James. So we waiting on that. We also waiting on her new single, Tear Down. Waiting for that to drop. Also, shout out Bad Bunny. He won Artist of the Year. Shout out Jack Harlow. He won Song of the Summer. Shout out Jack and, what's that guy name? Got his name that fast. Dang, everybody was talking about him at one point. Why can't I think of his name? Oh, Nas X. There you go. Yeah. Shout out him and Nas X. They won. Taylor Swift won. You know. I just wanted to give a shout out to all the, you know, to all the winners and things of that nature. All the performers, everybody had a part in the VMA. Shout out to y'all. You know, there was a lot of speculation saying that Glorilla should have won for Song of the Summer, but also I think the main reason why Jack Harlow won was because his song came out in March. I can't remember when Glorilla came out, but I know once she came out, it was over with. And she's still, like I said, she's still on, you know, a high right now. You know, she's doing a lot of press. She just came out with her third single, I want to say, because she came out with Tomorrow, and then now she got I'm Blessed with her and Yo Gotti. So she definitely doing her thing, you know. Shout out CMG and Gotti. They doing their thing. And last but not least, we're going to have a little bit of relationship talk. Now, what I want to talk about today is I want to talk about how in relationships, people don't... We're going to talk about the women for a second. The rejection. We're going to talk about getting rejected. Now, I've realized throughout my years that rejection from women has gotten more and more wild. And the reason why I say more and more wild is because a lot of times I feel that, especially if a woman don't feel like that she needs to be rejected. And what I mean by that is she may feel that you rejected her, so something wrong with her, and she may lash out. And that could be in many ways. She can lash out on social media. She can lash out in person. You know, mess your stuff up. Anything like that. And we just got to get to a point more where we are respecting each other. And when we are done dealing with each other, we're showing grace and mercy. We're not acting out. And when it comes to the men, you know, I see a lot of that too. You know, when you get rejected, don't get violent. And I speak more for the men too, because you see it more from the men. I'm not saying you don't see it from the women, but you do see it more from the men. And if a lady rejects you, hopefully she is being respectful while she's doing it. Hopefully you're being respectful when she tells you, no, I'm sorry, I'm not interested, or I got a man, or whatever the case may be with her. Y'all being respectful and not trying to cause bodily harm, because it's not easy being rejected. But also, again, life moves on, and you got to remember that. But also, I wanted to talk about how, and this is especially for my ladies. Ladies, I understand that a lot of y'all are making good money. I get that. I'm so proud of y'all. Nobody supports y'all more than me. I love what y'all doing, everything. But at the end of the day, don't stop being women. And the reason why I say don't stop being women is because a lot of you are starting to take on a lot of this masculinity that you shouldn't have to have. If you're at work, that's fine. I'm not saying what you do at work. I'm saying when you are with a man and you are trying to be courted, or you're trying to get to know this person, let that femininity show. Stop bringing that. We don't like that masculinity. That's not for y'all to have. You're not supposed to be trying to wear that like a charm. This is not a race as far as who can be the most masculine. That is not what this is. We need you, as our women, to stay in your femininity, please. We don't ask for much. I can't speak for a lot of men. All I can do is speak for me and men like me. We don't ask for much. We don't ask for much. You know what I'm saying? Be peaceful. Feed us. You know what I'm saying? Be our supporter. Be, you know what I'm saying? We don't ask for much. You know, of course, what happens in the bed happens in the bed. But like I said, we don't ask for much. Be our prayer partner. I just want you to be able to reciprocate what you want. So for the same things you want, be able to reciprocate the things we want. And we both meet in the middle on common ground. Once again, this has been another episode of Vibe With Me. I'm your host, Rashad. Peace. Welcome to a new episode of Vibe With Me. I'm your host, Rashad. And today, I want to give a trigger warning. And the reason why I want to give a trigger warning is because we're about to go deep. Not only are we going deep, this might hurt a couple feelings. You might look at people in a different light. But the evidence is here and the facts are the facts. So let's jump right into it. So there was a video that broke on social media. And the video was a skit that was done with comedians Tiffany Haddish, Ari Spears, and two children. And the skit was called Through a Pedophile's Eyes. And they tried to rename it something different, but that's the name. That was the first name. Now, the situation at hand is the kids in the skit, it was supposed to be of comedic timing, but it was nothing of that. There was nothing comical or humorous about this skit. And the main thing about this skit that was so alarming was the acts in it from Ari Spears. And Tiffany Haddish did leave in the skit, but she's still associated with it. And that's only if there's not even another video out there anywhere. But the main thing about this skit was these kids was underaged and their parents didn't even know what was going on. So that was also rules
for part of the case. But also, when you dig deeper in and with the evidence that has been presented, is that the children have said that not only were they in the video, but they said they were molested by Tiffany Haddish and Ari Spears. This is what they were saying in the story. And they have brought up charges. And the case is still going on, so things are still up in the air. Now, what I have seen is not only disgusting, but from two comedians, you look at them in a different light. Now, when it comes to Tiffany Haddish, she's had moments in her career where I've seen clips of her. You know, I saw this one video where she was saying something to a young man in the crowd, and she was like, "Oh, I can't wait for you to get older," and stuff like that. And even though some people may look at that not as a red flag, but the little boy, he was underage. And they also said she did a joke, you know, about molestation, you know, a long time ago. So with certain people, you have to follow the timeline. Sometimes you have to go back to go forward. You have to see what a person's been up to. You have to watch their moves, their motives, and things of that nature. And she did come out in her statement, and she's also have said that she put on her social media how she know people have questions, and she really wish that she didn't do the scene. And she said that, you know, to her it wasn't funny at all. And she said when she's able to bring some more information to the table, she will. Now, with Ari Spears, he has not really said anything as far as the allegations. You know, he's been in the news a lot lately too, like I said, with the fallout from him and Lizzo. But his role is a little different because he's sitting on the couch and he peeking at the little boy through the newspaper, looking all weird and pedo. And the boy just sitting in the living room with some underwear on. It was so disgusting, man, I'm telling you. And my whole thing about this whole situation is, what made you sign up for it? Like, in your mind, you didn't say to yourself, like, I don't want to be a part of this. And not only do I feel like these two need to go down for what they did to these kids, especially if it comes out true that they was being molested, not just being in that video, but whoever that cameraman is, he need to go down as well. The director, all of them, they all need to go. Because this don't make no sense, man, I swear. Every week, more and more people from the so-called industry, entertainment business. It's a lot, man. But one thing I'm never going to do is I'm never going to stop reporting on what's going on. Because, and one thing that I realized too, a lot of celebrities wasn't talking about it. And a lot of celebrities was not bringing this up. And I don't know if it was because these are their friends and they don't want to get into it. But I just find it very interesting that they have a lot to say when it's somebody they don't like. You have a lot to say when it's somebody you feel like ain't part of your circle. But at the end of the day, right is right and wrong is wrong. And these kids need to be protected at all costs. Forget your friendship with that person. What about these kids? These kids, at that time, they were 7, and I think one was like 8 or 9 or 10. These kids is in their 30s now. They had to go through their whole life with this in the back of their head, traumatized. So, I just pray these kids get the justice that they deserved. We definitely gonna figure out as more news comes available, I will definitely let y'all know what's going on. But also, as well, let y'all know, this has been another episode of Vibe With Me. I'm your host, Rashad. Peace.